It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Former U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has this remembrance.
Former Senator Nighthorse Campbell started out representing the state as a Democrat before switching to the Republican Party several years into his term. During his nearly two decades in Congress in both the House and Senate, Nighthorse Campbell helped create national parks and championed Native American issues. He was also a chief of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, a celebrated jewelry designer, and a member of the first U.S. Olympic judo team. In 2012, Nighthorse Campbell ushered the Christmas tree for the U.S. Capitol.
Ever since I was a teenager, I got through college by driving a semi, and the only difference with this is it's so long, but they, you know, police go with you. There's police escorts, and I tell people it's kind of fun having red lights and sirens in front of you than chasing you.
Ben Nighthorse Campbell was 92 years old.
CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reporting. More than 100-year-old tradition continues tonight. The Adaman Club will make its final push to the top of Pikes Peak to ring in the new year with fireworks. The club began its hike yesterday with an overnight stay at the bar camp halfway mark. The first round of fireworks is set for 9 to commemorate the original members of the club known as the Frozen Five. The traditional midnight display is set to follow. Denver Metro residents and visitors have a free way of getting home as they celebrate the new year. RTD is partnering with Molson Coors again to provide free fares on all bus and rail routes, including Access a Ride and Flex Ride services on New Year's Eve. It's part of Molson Coors' free rides program offered in 7 cities throughout the U.S., including Denver. The offer runs from 7 p.m. Wednesday through 7 a.m. Thursday. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Sunny skies today, highs around 50.